Dave Jones, a recruitment specialist at Skills Provision. Today, I'm going to discuss international recruitment in the United Kingdom and the challenges faced. International recruitment remains a cornerstone of the UK's strategy to address labour shortages across multiple sectors. However, despite growing global connectivity and technological advancements, employers and recruitment agencies continue to grapple with significant challenges in sourcing and retaining international talent. The UK's exit from the European Union, a reformed immigration system, ongoing economic uncertainty, and evolving global labour dynamics have all played a part in reshaping the international recruitment landscape. Amid these complexities, specialist agencies such as Skills Provision have emerged as vital players, offering strategic guidance and operational support to both employers and candidates. Our role in streamlining recruitment processes and ensuring legal and cultural compliance has never been more important. One of the most significant challenges in recent years has been adapting to the UK's points-based immigration system introduced post-Brexit. This new framework places emphasis on qualifications, salary thresholds, and English language proficiency. While designed to attract highly skilled workers, it has inadvertently limited access to lower skilled labour, a category that many UK industries, including agriculture, healthcare, hospitality, and logistics, depend upon. The removal of freedom of movement between the UK and EU countries has made it more complicated, expensive, and time-consuming to hire EU nationals. Employers now need sponsorship licenses, must meet stricter compliance standards, and face higher administrative costs. Furthermore, the processing times for visas and work permits have increased, particularly in sectors where the demand for workers outpaces the number of qualifying applicants. Persistent labour shortages have been exacerbated by both domestic and international factors. Healthcare, agriculture, construction, and hospitality are particularly affected. In the healthcare sector, for example, the NHS and private care providers are heavily reliant on overseas nurses, doctors, and carers, but have struggled with high turnover rates and competition from other countries, also seeking skilled medical professionals. In the hospitality industry, a dramatic drop in EU workers post-Brexit, combined with a lack of domestic interest, has led to unfilled vacancies, reduced operating hours, and in some cases, closures of hospitality businesses. Compliance with the UK's immigration and employment law is another key issue. Employers must ensure that international recruits are legally entitled to work in the UK and that all paperwork, including job offers, employment contracts, and visa applications, is correctly managed. The penalties for non-compliance are significant, ranging from fines to license revocation, which can devastate a company reliant on overseas workers. Furthermore, audits and inspections by UK visas and immigration authorities have become more frequent and stringent. Successfully recruiting international workers extends beyond hiring. Many employers underestimate the importance of onboarding, integration, and cultural support. Poor onboarding can result in early resignation, low morale, and underperformance. Language barriers, cultural differences, and social isolation can all negatively affect an international recruit's ability to settle into the role and contribute effectively. Employers who fail to invest in employee well-being may find retention difficult. The UK is not the only country facing labour shortages. Canada, Australia, Germany, and the Gulf states are also actively recruiting international talent, often offering faster immigration processes, better salaries, or more attractive living conditions. This competition makes it harder for UK employers to attract top candidates, especially in high-demand fields such as healthcare, IT, and engineering. The UK's high cost of living and complicated visa system can be a deterrent. One ongoing issue is the delay in processing visas and arranging international relocations. Even after candidates have been selected, administrative holdups can prevent them from starting work for weeks or even months. This affects business continuity, especially in sectors where employers need to scale operations quickly. These delays are often due to overloaded systems, documentation errors, or slow coordination between government agencies and employers. Ethical recruitment is not only a moral obligation, but a commercial one. Socially responsible business practices increasingly influence consumer behaviour and investor decisions. The UK's current political climate and economic volatility, including inflation, housing shortages, and public service strain, also impact international recruitment. Potential candidates may be reluctant to relocate to a country perceived as unstable or unwelcoming. Similarly, government policy on immigration is prone to change, and recruitment plans that are viable today may become unworkable tomorrow due to new restrictions or quota adjustments. In conclusion, international recruitment in the UK is characterised by complexity, competition, and continual change. Employers must navigate a myriad of challenges, from navigating immigration laws to supporting cultural integration and fending off global talent competition. Skills provision plays a vital role in this environment, offering specialist support that goes beyond simple talent sourcing. Our comprehensive, ethical, and strategic services help employers adapt to regulatory requirements, attract high-quality international candidates, and foster sustainable employment relationships. As global labour dynamics continue to shift, the importance of experienced, forward-thinking recruitment partners like Skills Provision will only grow. Our ability to combine legal expertise, cross-cultural understanding, and operational efficiency makes us an indispensable ally in the modern recruitment landscape.